I have noticed that every time Pastor goes on vacation, the following Sunday, I seem to be preaching. And I just wanted to piggyback on what he preached on last week. So let us pray. Father God, I ask you to remove me out of self, Father God. I know how we wrestled all last night with the word, and I know that the Holy Spirit will give the anointing and what is needed to go forth. People are sitting here seeking a word, and last week we had a rededication service, and we said we're coming back to you. So, Lord, we need a mighty word. We need more than just a Sunday morning message, Father God. We need an all-through-the-week message, Lord. Some have come seeking rededication. Some have come seeking peace. And some have just come speaking the power in the word in the name of Jesus. So right now, let your anointing fall. Let them receive the word from the Holy Spirit, Father God. All this I ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. The scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:12-16, is one of the daily scriptures we're told to read. It was also a scripture during our fasting period. And last week, Pastor said, you know, how many wanted to go with him, or God, I'm in. So when we commit to God, I'm in. I want to focus on the 14th verse. When Sister Vera read, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Because we're recommitting ourselves to this church. And, you know, the same God now is the same God back then. So where it says Solomon, I want to substitute Pastor Carpenter and co-Pastor Carpenter. Because he's speaking to them. He gave them a vision. And he said about the people. So we must humble ourselves. Repent and come back. So we took our consecration. We did the fasting. How many noticed last week you were under attack? All right away. Soon as you stepped out the door, probably. Because we made a rededication and a commitment. We recommitted ourselves to it. And Pastor said we wanted this to be a ministry of excellence. The very best that it can be. In order to be a ministry of excellence, the church is a body. And all of us are important working together. So if you look around and look at how many bodies are connected here for the ministry of excellence. So we must go to him one-on-one. So the title is one-on-one. Because it's a song that I need you, Lord. I need some one-on-one time for you. Then there's another song, I need a little bit more Jesus. So let's all examine ourselves and go to him one-on-one. So the first part is seeking him humbly. Second part, praying and praise. And third, in his presence, we're going to find that healing that he talked about. So I just want to go back and read the 14th verse. If my people, which are called by name, my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So as a group, if we go one-on-one to God and ask him to forgive us and seek his face. Okay, seeking, we want to recommit, rededicate, and refocus our talent, time, and treasures. Commit to a ministry of excellence. God, I'm in. That was Pastor's message last week. And we said, God, we're in. All the white was so beautiful. The light, the spirit was in this place. We could feel his presence. In this place, we need a one-on-one with you, Lord. Leviticus 26:12. I will walk among you. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Father, waiting to hear from you. Please forgive me. I confess my sins. Clean this house. Just start coming and clean me up, Lord. Take out what I don't need. We're one-on-one. We're coming seeking you, Father God, so this can be the ministry of excellence. You know, you see my impurities from the inside out. Overtake my heart and mind. I turn my back on you. We're seeking him. Lord, you love me in my mess. Creation revealed my majesty. You are an awesome God. We sang those songs this morning. And ministering and telling us he sees exactly what we are. But in spite of that, if we come and seek him and repent, he's going to bless this sanctuary. So if we do that one-on-one, what a mighty blessing, what a mighty power is going to take place. That's why we're coming to one-on-one. I humbly proclaim your name.
You place the stars in the sky, and you know them by name. That's more beautiful. He knows them by name. Imagine when we come in one-on-one, he hears our name, he hears our voice, he hears our plea, and in spite of what we have done, he's going to bless the sanctuary. I need a one-on-one with you, Lord. I need a one-on-one with you. Sitting here, think about what one-on-one do you need with him? In Genesis 32 and 28, Jacob went to the Jabbok brook, which means emptying. So we need to go find our brook and do an emptying and asking to place a spiritual change in us. Change our, and he changed Jacob's life forever. So right now, Lord, I'm crying. Give me a spiritual change. Change in me forever so we can hear from heaven. Lord, I need a one-on-one with you. A spiritual revival, consecration, and a change. I need a transformation, consistency and growth, a cleansing. I need a one-on-one with you, Lord. In 1 Peter 3:8 through 10, Lord, I need to be filled, broken, and channeled. I need a one-on-one with you. I need to be reconciled with you, God, a one-on-one with you. I confess, Father, change won't be the same. Lift up your holy name for that change I'm requesting, Father God. I'm coming one-on-one with you. Lord, I know to walk into God's presence with a heart bent towards sin is to be invite the Lord's judgment. So right now, Father God, I come with a repentant heart, asking you to forgive me for what I've done, to turn around and change it right now, Father God. I need a one-on-one with you so you can heal the land and we can hear from heaven. Father God, we thank you for your presence in this place. Blessings are linked to obedience. Curses linked to disobedience and rebellion. Repentance reminds us that we need to turn around and go back. You've given us your word. You've given us your promise to be found in your will. In Lamentations 3:15, the Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him and seek him. Right now, Father God, we're seeking you for what we need. You know what you need. Go before one-on-one, and you will hear from heaven. God will reward you. A prayer. Approach God as a child. Father God, we come to you. I'm asking you, as a child who has misbehaved, I'm seeking a one-on-one with you. Psalm 16:11. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence, of living with you forever. In Deuteronomy 4:29, you will search again for the Lord your God. If you search for him until, with all your heart and soul, you will find him. So, Lord, we're coming and praying to you. We're searching for you. We're being repentant. So we're searching and praying. When we pray and the praise, your presence is there, Father God. You will heal the land. The Lord wants to be with us, and we respond and we respect him. God, I thank you for grace, unmerited favor. God, restore me. Let me walk in your healing. With you, I'm nothing. Your grace is the gift that loves me back. Your love and grace overtake my mind. Grace, Father God, is what has kept us. Grace, Father God, is what keeps us going. Grace is what has us sitting here now. Grace is what we're praying for and coming back to you, Father God. I want a one-on-one with you. Your grace woke us up this morning. Your grace is carrying us right now. Your grace is pouring down from heaven, Father God. Your Holy Spirit is anointing us. We thank you, Father God. You have given me the responsibility in the body of Christ. We each have an important part to play in our ministry of excellence, giving him the very best. In Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, together because they are mine, I am there among them. God is great, gracious. So, Father God, in our one-on-one prayers, we're gathering your name. And we know that we will have the victory, Father God. We're inviting you in to heal our land. We're inviting you in and asking you to forgive us. One-on-one, Lord, stir up my gift. Allow it to look good on me for your glory. We want to claim your authority. Let our gifts work together to glorify the body of Christ. This is our one-on-one to heal the land.
for our church to receive the experts that you want us to have, to go forward in the ministry, to give us a new smile, a new walk, a new talk. Some of us are standing still on our gifts. We're wondering, God, what is our gift? Is there something you do with no effort? Is there something you're just comfortable with doing that you do naturally, but there's just a certain anointing that you have on it? Is it something you look around the church and say, I can do that better? That might be just your gift, Lord. I need a one-on-one with you, Father God, to reveal that gift. Operate in your gift. He has graced you with it, so you thank and praise. Let our gifts work together to glorify the body of Christ. It's not about individuals. It's about one-on-one, working with you so the body can work. There may be something in our body that's not working, Father God. But there's someone here sitting who has that gift that is needed. Because you said, you give us everything we need, it's already there. Father God, you say, step out on faith. You know, faith is like a bucket of water. You don't know how much is in it until you kick it and spill. So sometimes, you're going to kick us in our faith and see how much spills out and see how we're going to represent. How is our light going to shine? God, we need a one-on-one with you. Father God, we need a one-on-one with you. We're walking around. We have so much on us, Father God. Each and every one of us, we need a one-on-one. I don't know what you may need. But God, you hear our voice. You know what we're saying. Sometimes we don't have to say anything, Father God. Just an And that one-on-one, you're right there as soon as we call. You know how you know your child's voice? He knows our voice. If he put the stars in the sky and called them by name, and he loves us more than them, just say, God, Father God, I need a one-on-one with you. Father God, your presence is in our power and our spirit. Glory, mercy, joy, evermore in the presence of God. Our chains are broken. Our chains are broken because we pray to you. We see our chains being broken last week. The spirit that was in this place, the glow that was in this place. But you know that God is placing those strategically. It's not about the change that may be negative or positive. It's about what may be hindering us. When I was doing the word, God said, you know, the chains are being broken in the church, in our church, one by one. And their chains have changed in our lives. Some are going off to college. Some got married. Some got new houses. Some got new jobs. Some got new boyfriends. Some got problems that are taking place. But those chains are being broken. You know, you have strategically placed those chains. And one thing he said in his word, that you take the word with you no matter where you may go. So when our children go off to college, don't stress about it. Because you can be among them. You can be in the world but not of the world. And if you've been chained, those chains are broken. Everyone sitting here may have your own personal chain. So you go to them one-on-one and say, Lord, I need to talk to you about this situation. We have the power. We declare it broken in the name of Jesus. It's just a chain that may be bound by healing, jealousy, pride, ignorance. And sometimes we don't know we're chained up. So God, we're going to say, reveal these chains to us that need to be broken. Reveal it to this whole entire body here. If we look around, look how many one-on-ones we have. How many gifts we have here. As Pastor said, God, I'm in. God, I'm in. For a spirit of excellence, God. We invite your presence in one-on-one. So as you're sitting here, we look at our chains. We're connected. In order to achieve it, we declare that God is in control. Your goodness and mercy is with us all the days of our life as we go forward. Your presence abides in the praise that we give you, Father God. You are a blessing in our life. One-on-one with you, Lord. Be thou a bright flame before me, a guiding star above me, a smooth path below me, a kindly shepherd behind me, today, tonight, and forever, Father God. That one-on-one with you, Father God. So we want to be the people that you asked us to be, that you told Pastor we need to humble ourselves. So we're humbly coming to you, Father God, and praising you. Faith is trusting the God. It's with us even no matter where we may go or where we may be. Sometimes he comes in soft whisper. sometimes he comes in a loud voice. But first of all, we must not lean to our own understanding. Because praise God, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. When we come to you on a one-on-one and be still and think about some of the things we've asked, and Father, you've already blessed us. We forgot to say thank you. But because it didn't come the way we expected, we didn't realize it. So we praise you, Lord. But we can come to you on a one-on-one basis. We don't have to tell anybody else about it. Sometimes I think maybe I think about the Lord too much. Every time you turn around, God, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. But we're a mighty cloud of witnesses. We can think about that one-on-one, those times when we feared something that never happened. There you were, Lord. You've done it time and time again. So each and every one of us must go to you for our one-on-one time for a different reason, for a different purpose. But your presence is the healing. That's how you heal the land, your presence. That's how you heal the land, when you tell us where to go. But most of all, if we ask you for the one-on-one, be willing to be obedient to you, Father God, to do what you've told us to do. Psalm 139 and 7 says, I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. And Father God, if we're in your word and you keep your promise, we know when we're doing wrong. Your spirit will say no. But the truth will be the only thing that will set us free. Father God, we get into situations and we're one-on-one with you and you say, Lord, what must I do? And you'll tell us, then I'll go out and do it my way by not being obedient. So therefore, I have to step back into your presence again. And thank you, Lord, you're a forgiving God, a loving God. And you knew our hearts before we did it. So God, we have to have that one-on-one with you. Oh, Father God, we have different responsibilities we have, Father God. But most of all, it's for your word. Your word is that weapon that we use to defeat the devil. But most of all, Father God, we have to come to you because it's a battlefield of the mind. Oh, Lord, so many times we need that one-on-one with you and declare that that yoke will be broken, that that stronghold will be broken. Oh, Father God, we have to talk to you and talk to you for real. Tell the truth, Father God, because you know exactly what's going on. That's not coded anyway, but tell the truth. We're going to bow down to you, Lord, and you will bless us. Get that one-on-one with you. Oh, Lord, I just praise you. The presence of the Lord guarantees his promises, but we must be in his will. We must be in his way. He will not bless us in our sin, and we know right from wrong. There is no height or depth to which God will not go to be with us. He's already there. We have to invite him in. Sometimes we're somewhere, we don't invite him in because we know he would not want to be there. So, Lord, we need a one-on-one with you. We have discernment. We are convicted. And sometimes we do it because we don't want our friends to think we got too snitty or it just felt good at the time. That's why you say we'll come back and truly repent and promise not to do it again. We will hear from heaven. As the body of Christ, we all agreed in our consecration and our fasting that we want to work together for this to be the ministry of action that God wants to be. So if we, the people, will humble ourselves and pray, we will find his presence. The Lord is close to all who are call on him. Yes, to all who call on him sincerely. Lord, do I really want you in my life? Or do I just want you for this day? For this purpose, for this problem, for this hope, for this job, for this relationship? Or do I want you every day? You know, I love that song, Sunday morning. You know, I waited all week. Sunday morning can be every day. Watch it Sunday morning. You hop up, you say, get that one-on-one. My Sunday morning is every morning. You know, I get dressed, I can't wait. I worked all week. But if you wake up in the morning and give that job to him, give that child to him, give that situation to him, you got your Sunday morning every day. You just praise him. Praise him. Sunday morning. And, of course, Sunday morning can be Sunday, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Morning. You ever get up on Sunday morning, Lord, I sure don't want to go to church. Oh, Lord, if I don't show up at church, I got to tell somebody why. Lord, I don't want to tell no lies. Because of your grace, I woke up Sunday morning.
So why am I mourning? Lord, oh Lord, I need a one-on-one with you. And Father God, you give us ministries that have to work together. Work together. Because sometimes what goes on here is a whole lot behind the scenes. So Lord, I'm coming to ask you to increase my work, to increase my dedication, to increase my focus to the ministry you've given me, a one-on-one ministry. Father God, we're sitting here right now, and sometimes you feel like, Lord, am I doing enough? Lord, is this what you want me to do? And he's nudging us, saying, you know there's something wrong. He may be taking us to higher heights. I see how he's taking ministers here and our young adults to higher heights. So you can see it. You can see God is glowing and flowing, and he's just doing things. And we just have to be still and let him do it, because not the way we think it's going to be. Have you thought about the situation you've had in your life, how God did it, there was nobody but him? And he does it the way we expect? So be still and let his glory be revealed. Get that one-on-one connection with him, so when he calls your name, you'll know he's calling your name. But if you don't have a relationship, how do you know he's calling your name? How will you know your voice? So get that one-on-one with him. Get that experience and the presence, and the healing will take place. Some of us are sitting here hurting about things that happened years ago. And God said, forget it. Forget it. I have forgiven. Forget it. And you'll find that peace. The healing has to take place when we forgive and go forward. Because there's nothing we can do about it but learn from it. Get that one-on-one with him. And be true to him. What you're really angry about, don't sugarcoat it. Oh, Lord, you're just the healer. So now for us to work together in this church, we have to look around and see how we need everybody in here. We need everybody on task. You don't question somebody else's walk, because God said, you're questioning my people. The only one I can question is myself. Father God, let me be found in your will, and your will be done. I can't question anybody else's walk, because he has a certain plan for each and every one of us. And sometimes we stray from his plan ourselves. Then we're going to blame somebody else. So we must examine ourselves, pray, praise him, listen to him. And of course, it's going to be something we don't want to hear, because we're struggling through this thing. We're denying what's keeping us. So we have to be still and listen to what he has to say to us. Lord, I want a one-on-one, but I want a real conversation. I don't want you to code it for me. I don't want you to dress it up. Tell me real, God, what am I doing that is wrong? What am I doing that is not in your will? And sometimes we have to step away from certain people in certain situations, because we need that one-on-one in order to heal the land. The first thing I ask myself, Father God, I can't please people, because there's going to be somebody who's going to find something wrong. So I said, Lord, let me be found in your will, in your way. Then you will heal the land. Okay. And some people look at you strange. Some won't look at you because you're their light shining in their darkness.
That's right.
But that's that one-on-one.
Right.
And God has assigned us to be intercessors for everybody. You can pray for somebody else. And he has given you the power of prayer. There's some people who come and sit by other people and think the Spirit's going to hop on them. If I sit over here, the Holy Spirit's going, the Lord's going to bless me. You're laughing, but there's some people that think that. You know in school how people would think, if I hang around with those girls, they'll think I'm popular. You know, so you come to church, you hang around with the family, think that's going on. But you better get in touch with God. Get in touch with God. Ask him, what am I supposed to do, God, so you can find the glory in me. If you sit there and see somebody else that shouts, that's fine. It may be somebody sitting here who cries, or somebody just goes, But no matter what it is, you be real for God. Be real for Christ, and he will bless you. And you sit here and say, oh, I sure wish I could pray like that person. You need to pray like that person, you pray like it. Pray. Accept God. God don't make no junk. So you sit here and get into the service. Listen to what's being said. When you step outside this door, if you don't know what the sermon's about, what did you come for? And sometimes you say to yourself, what was that word? Oh, Lord, what did they teach about? I know Sister So-and-so had a nice dress on.
Right.
And Sister Jackie sure sang that song. But Lord, what was the word about? We come into worship. We come into praise Him. But first of all, we have to listen to Him. Oh, Lord, I come to get the word that's going to help me get through the next hour. And you know, people say, Lord, I'll keep my house safe. And let me go back to the way it used to be. And I said to myself, suppose the person want to go back to the house the same way it was. I asked the Lord to help me look at things better than what it is to see it differently. Because we had that one-on-one. And as you grow in Christ, I noticed that some things you worry so much about, you don't even deal with anymore. He says, pick your battle. Pick what you're going to comment on. And think about how you're going to say it. Lord, I need a one-on-one relationship with you to control my tongue, to control my mind, to control my thoughts. So in order to be that excellent church that he's looking for, that ministry, that he told Pastor Carpenter, if your people who call by my name will humble themselves, in that 15th year, I'm going to give you everything you need. It's already there. But each of us will take that one-on-one to do it. Lord God, what do you want me to do for myself, first of all, and for your ministry? And if you know if you start doing what you're supposed to do in church, just think about it at home. Oh, he's going to bless us more and more. And if we don't know what our gifts are, just ask him. And grace will reveal it to us and discernment. So the Lord is close to all who call on him. You hide them in the shelter of his presence. The closer we walk to God, the more we feel his presence. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. All the days of my life. There's nothing I fear more than being outside of the Lord. And I know people, I think about that hot weather and how hot it is. So I know I don't want to go to hell because I would not be able to survive it. That little bit and I'm fanning, that would be enough for me to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I accept you in my life. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Forever and ever, no. Your presence, a one-on-one with you, Lord. Bless me, Lord, because I know I could not stand it. Father God. Psalm 139:7. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. No matter where you may go. Because he's everywhere. He made everything. So why not invite him in? Why not let him bless us? I look at the weather and they say, oh, we don't know what season it is. Oh, we've broken our records. That's because he is not pleased with us. He has sent every plague and we're still playing with him. Oh, Lord, I need a one-on-one relationship with you. Yeah, this never happened before. And we found this that proves God is real and is alive. So, why wouldn't you want to be in his presence? Why wouldn't you want to be a part of him? Why wouldn't you want to have that one-on-one with him? Anybody who put the stars in the sky and knows them by name. Oh, my God. So imagine what he does for me. I'm his child. And all he asks is to come into his house and praise him. Lord, I need a one-on-one with you. Father God, I just thank you this day for allowing me to let your word go forth. I thank you this day so I can let somebody know they can have a one-on-one with you, Father God. You don't need a conference call. You don't need to call a committee. Just be still. But if you're going to have a one-on-one with him, be ready for the answer. Be ready for the answer. Be ready to accept the answer and to be obedient to the answer. So in order for this church to be a church of ministry of excellence, last week someone said, God, I'm in. But what does it say? Be careful when you say yes. What are you in for? You're in for the blessings. You're in for his promises to be fulfilled. You're in for peace in your life. You're in for a joy that you could not believe in. And you're in for eternal life. So if you came in here this morning, just get your Sunday morning on. Ask him every morning, dear Lord, I want a one-on-one relationship with you. Ask him, Father God, what can I do in my church as a body to let it be the church you're looking for? What can I do to help heal the land? What can I do to praise you? The prayer is so powerful. A sincere prayer. A prayer that's past what we've said for years. Because things change in our life. Father God, give me a one-on-one prayer that is sincere. A one-on-one prayer that has Janice written on it. A one-on-one prayer that will take me higher in you, Father God. A one-on-one prayer that will show me what you want me to do to help build your kingdom. Have you ever gotten a rut and say, Lord, I'm at this point. What is it you want me to do? Am I worthy of what you've given me? But we must be still and listen. He may send someone that's going to speak into your spirit. He may send something or a situation to speak into your spirit. But we have to be willing to hear it and have discernment. So we're asking you, Father God, to declare the victory in this church this day. Declare our giftedness coming together, Father God, to be what you want this church to be. Declare our excellence in you, Father God, because it's only through you and the truth, Father God. So I'm sitting here, Father God, and say, I need a one-on-one with you. I know I need a little more Jesus. Lord, I need a one-on-one with you in my life, in my family, in this church. But only in the name of Jesus can it be done. He died on the cross. He gave his life for my life. So if you're ready to get that one-on-one communication with him, you may want to rededicate, recommit, refocus, but consecrate yourself. But be for real. You know our heart. In spite of what you see in our heart, you still love us. So right now, in order for PPPWCC to be victorious in our 15th year, we all got to get that one-on-one together. Get our gifts together. And declare it in the name of Jesus. Father God, this is going to be the ministry of excellence you're looking for. Father God, right now, we want excellence in our life. I'm asking those that don't know about you to come accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, their Savior. Because you died the ultimate sacrifice. So if we want to have a one-on-one, we can't have it without Jesus being a part of our life. Father God, I thank you for this message. And I pray that you have been touched and realized that this church is to be what God wants it to be and the land to be healed. We must pray, ask his presence, and the healing will take place. To God be the glory. Amen. Sometimes I feel